Well, let's take a break from the news now for a special video game music edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Kate Remington is music director at WSHU Public Radio in Fairfield, Connecticut. Her podcast is Music Respawn. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. And first of all, you're in Fairfield, Connecticut, which I don't associate more with video games than any other place. But what brings us to this?
Oh, a lot of things. I've been playing games for a really long time. And the more I play, the more I've been noticing the music. And so about 3 years ago, I had this idea to start a podcast talking with game composers because they often don't have a forum to talk about the amazing work they do. Mm-hmm. And the really fabulous thing is that I just reached out to Mike Salvatore, whose music I had really admired for Destiny. He also worked on the music for Halo and going back even further, the music for Myth. And I asked him if I could interview him for this fledgling podcast. And to my surprise, he said yes. So that kind of got the whole thing going. Mm-hmm. And one thing would lead to another, and I get referrals. And, oh, you should talk to this person. And so eventually, you know, word got out. And
now you're the expert in game music.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
One of them, yeah.
Well, let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is Lost Light featuring the Kronos Quartet. This is from the game Destiny 2. So, in this game, it's a shooter game against an alien race, which I don't associate with this music, but tell us more.
Well, Destiny is this online game that has grown over the years, and what happens in Destiny 2 is the safe place that you always come to meet your friends and make trades and upgrade things is suddenly blown to smithereens. And not only that, the thing that keeps you alive, the thing that keeps you able to respawn is your light, and it's taken away. And so this is a really, really gripping emotional moment for players like me who've been with the game since the beginning. And Sky Lewin, who had the idea for this track along with Mike Salvatore, had to really argue with the studio that this would be the best music to have at that particular moment. And I think it makes the game just so powerful at that moment because it just whittles down this massive world to a really intimate moment. And the Kronos Quartet were just absolutely thrilled to be part of this.
Really?
They were so excited. Oh, yeah. They put together their own playlist, kind of riffing on the music that they wrote for Destiny. They were in on another track, too. But I think it shows how the silos between classical music and game music, they really don't exist anymore, which I think is really cool.
Okay, well, the next one that you want us to hear is the theme song for Tomb Raider. This was written by Nathan McCree and performed by the Royal Philharmonic. It's like a movie soundtrack, but I wonder,
yeah,
why do you think that classical music works so well in video games?
Well, for this one in particular, Nathan said that Lara Croft is such a classy character, and he wanted something that had a kind of an English feel to it to sort of play up her classy side, I guess. Game music works in a similar way to film in that it reinforces whatever the emotion is. And the composers that I talk with work very, very hard to make sure that the music fits with the game. And sometimes it's a long process. Sometimes they're working on the music for years before a game is finally published. But I think because we're used to listening to classical music in a film, it's kind of a natural progression for them to use it in games as well. Although, as we'll hear with a couple of the other tracks, it's not always sort of classical sounding.
Okay, and let's get to another track that you brought us. This is Gwarpati Salwe. This is by Jason Graves. It's from the game Far Cry Primal. This is a game where you're a Paleolithic hunter and you tame animals. Here it is. This sounds like a video game to me, but is it true that Graves made this music using only rocks and drums and a ram's horn?
And dirt.
And dirt, too. Okay.
Yeah, and he used animal heartbeats. He's got quite a collection of animals, and he brought them into the studio and recorded their heartbeats.
Wow.
And he wanted something that didn't sound electronic at all, and as primal as the game is. And the developers, Ubisoft in Montreal, also found out about this thing called an Aztec death whistle. And Jason sort of took that and ran with it. So, again, you know, it just like really reinforces what's going on as you're playing.
And why are the video game companies willing to spend this much money on this?
Well,
because you don't think of the music as the key part of the game. You got to have a really great game, and then the music I would think of as secondary, but maybe not.
Well, that used to be the case, and a lot of times the composers were brought in when the game was basically finished and then asked to write music for what there was. But the games industry now has grown so much. I mean, the game industry has a bigger share of the entertainment pie than any other media. And AAA games like Far Cry Primal have a huge music budget. And what the developers want is a completely unique sound that will instantly identify for players or even listeners, wow, that, you know, that doesn't sound like anything else. That sounds like Far Cry Primal.
The next one you brought us is called Clouds and Starlight. It's by Jessica Curry, performed by London Voices. This is from the game Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. It's a mystery game where the players work out why everyone in a small English town has disappeared. Now, Jessica Curry won Best Music at the British Academy Game Awards in 2016. Tell us more about this one.
This one is spectacular. I've played it during my classical music show, and I love doing that because you can't tell that it's from a game. It almost sounds like if Elgar was writing music for games, this is what it would sound like. And to Jess's surprise, this soundtrack has actually led to some commissions for concert works from choral societies and choruses around the United Kingdom. So it just shows, again, this sort of, you know, breaking down the barriers between game music and classical music.
Well, when I think of video game music, and this is obviously going to be very old school after what we've just heard, this is what comes to my mind. Here it is. Okay, now, do you know what that is?
Well, I'm going to guess it's from a Nintendo game.
Yes, it's from a Nintendo game. Any more?
Oh, probably a Mario game.
It's a Mario game. Yeah. It's Super Mario 3.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, long time ago. But that's what I think of. Yeah,
But the cool thing is there are composers now, Lena Rain comes to mind, and Disaster Piece, who have gone back to write music with 8-bit and 16-bit sounds. Mm. And it's so subtle and so wonderful. It's sort of like the best of both worlds. You know, it brings back memories, but it also sounds really fresh and new.
That is Kate Remington, a music director at WSHU Public Radio in Fairfield, Connecticut. Her podcast is called Music Respawn. Very interesting, Kate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.